Blog Talk Radio.
And hello and welcome. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. You just heard a little bit of the past. That was 2012, and that was Psyche's Gone Wild. So get ready, grab your seatbelt, let's do it. It's 2013, and here we are, ready to go, real ready and real lean. This is Psychic Jethro back after being sick and gone for a while and looking forward to saying hi to all of you. Those of you who've been listening in and watching and paying attention know we've been going through a lot of transition. We're looking at bringing a doctor on board. Those of you who've been listening to Psychic Scott Wild are going to be working with people who are working with the DNA, putting in the energy, put out 3 and 5 books. Tonight we had an author that, due to circumstances, could not be on. We will be getting them back. We've got some phenomenal people. I know you guys can't get a hold of us at 8 p.m. Well, it's 2013. The world is happening. It's happening now. That's the exciting part about it. And what's good is all of you guys that went through 2012 and we were going ascension, we were raising energy, we were going wild, we had the phenomenal and the new. Sir Magnus was on here. We've heard music. We've got to meet the gentleman. Those of you who wrote in the offers know that on Twitter today he spoke of an album giveaway. Hang on to that. We're going to look into that and let you guys know here on Psychic's Gone Wild. We know how you love him. We've also had a lot of friends in Tennessee, friends in Kansas, and then turn around in California, Alabama, Miami, Florida. All of you that have wrote and put in the work these last 7 and 8 days made me feel so valued. I was out a little bit. I had some things to do. Now I'm back. This flu is taking a lot of us out. Tonight is normally our Dina Flanagan night. Dina is down. The flu got her. We know she's fighting back. She's in Maine, and we're all going to put our white prayers towards our healing psychic and phenomenal friend. She will be back next week and, you know, in full glory. I can tell you this thing does take its days. Those of you who are listening in, just hang on. We're going to go now and let you hear that music you always love from us. One of the songs and the best song that we've got and of the many we have that you heard there, and that's Sir Magnus with Gimme. So let's get ready and relax, and we're going to go wild right after this song.
Give me
Excellent. And here we are, right again, back in time. Psychic Jethro, welcome to everyone. Those of you new, you know that what we do. Psychic Jethro here giving a read for you and me. Have a lot of topics we're going to discuss, so hang on, get a little bit ready. Keep the questions down, if you could, you guys, on the phones to just one question. I do appreciate that you call and we all love it, but we've had quite a bit of conflict that we do get into helping each of you, and it does go in different spots. Don't worry, but just so that we do give a try to get quite a few in. We always end up with a few of you who don't get through. I apologize, but it's only an hour show, and we do this to show you what we do. So those of you who do get in, remember, if you really want a half an hour reading and the really intensity, get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. And I'm going to tell you this over the radio right now. If you do this through the computers and you get a Yelp account, Y-E-L-P, you can get a 25% discount on your reading with me. So I know I've had a lot of conflict of how my prices are. It's how it goes. I do deals. Those of you who were my clients from different resources, you know, those of you new, I read in those, they have different accounts. There's also a referral that I do with a friend. So if you're referred from a different person, remember that name, because not only does it help them, but it also gives you a discount. I had a lot of people tease me, what is the discount? 25% off. It's 2013. I got to keep the lights on, and we got to get this stuff going, guys. So those of you who do call in, don't forget, get that Organo Gold coffee. Helps the things go, and it's the drink we'd all do. Get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. That's 928-284-0437. And I will set you up with one of the best businesses in help of getting that coffee and drink right now. Those of you in Florida and California, please get with me. We've got a lot of help there. We're able to work together on it. We're going to be doing booths and selling the coffee and the tea. Those of you in other states, do it anyway. Get a hold of me. You can do it there. That's a great territory. We know that it can be sold in any country, and they're working that out right now. Definitely any United States state. 678, you waited. You were good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Roll, really rocking. Just glad to be back. I was sick with that flu, and two shows I couldn't do. The third show, and I just laid down with my grandkids and said, cover me with the pillow. I'm done. It was pretty nasty. So I'm glad to be back. I welcome you to call in Psyche's Gone Wild, and if you'll give me your name and your question, I'll go from there.
Sure. My name is Greg, and by the way, I'm glad you're feeling better, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Greg.
Okay. My question is, I'm in the final phase of writing my dissertation, and I anticipate that I will be graduating soon, but I've been working with two people who's been at times very difficult, and they seem like they're giving me a difficult time right now, and they're trying to delay me. And I just want to know, do you see me going through many delays for graduation, or do you see me graduating?
I get some energy going on there with you, Greg, and they're telling me that you're going to get through it. I think that you've been enough. They said there's been enough delays. It looks like to me it's going to happen. It just seems like you have that energy where other people would want to grab on. I feel like there's some, you know, and as a joke with the teasing, you know, they say you wanted people to grab on to you. Not in this case, not in what they're doing, because they're kidding you into this energy, and it seems like you had a little bit of struggle with the classes and the work because of some things that were going, but it was, you know, the purpose was this, and I feel that's going to happen, Greg, is you've earned that degree. I can see the pride, and I feel the energy with you, is you've earned it. It's not, this one didn't come easy. You didn't just roll in there and they slap a stamp on you and said, Greg, you're all that. It's like the energy they're telling me also that you've got a little bit of hardship there. There's something else going on, a little stressful right now where you're living.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel that you're going to be able to get through it, but it's like you're really not only having to kind of put up with biting your lip, but also just really getting, like you said, through this last, and it looks like through this year it's going to come out. This degree's also been what you've not only been waiting for, but it's also going to break the other energy where then you're not at the mercy of Greg the student. You're now the Greg with a degree who's able to go out and start putting your foot out there. I feel like you've got people that have been kind of wanting you to succeed, Greg, and they're like little mice. They're nibbling over here and nibbling there, and they're waiting for the big snack, and the big snack is when you get the degree. You know what I mean?
Right. You're absolutely right.
You've got my respect, friend, because I've had that. It's an ironic thing, as you know, they always laugh about the friends and the homeboys. It's like, I love them dearly, but they got to learn to help bring in the food, not just eat. You know, you got to bring over stuff to me. You know, I always tell my friends, make sure you bring goodies when you come to visit me. You know, it's like,
right.
It looks like you've been going through some stress there with some other people, and I say people, but I feel like it's just an outside energy force that when this happens, you're going to go through the degree, and then I see a lot of shift, and I don't think you're mean. You're a very good person, but I see it, you've got to do this. It's something for you that's been, your stomach is bothering you. You've went through so much to get this degree. You've worked yourself into, you beat the odds, you know, of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I came from being diagnosed with, learning disability, scoring a low IQ as a young kid, and I had to battle through all that in my life.
I'm impressed. Now, look, what you just said, you just admitted this and the thing of it, and then you've got these people who are just sitting here with no hassle, and they can't get up and head to the door to go to school. I'm proud of you, Greg. I thank you for starting this out on 2013. It says a lot, and I feel your energy is like this. I mean, this is something weird. You're going to see you go out there and make this happen. The angels are also telling me to tell you, Greg, that you've got some new, really good energy that's going to change. That's part of what this has been, the other stall, and what it had to do is kind of stall there, is you've outgrown where you're at, and that's what they're telling me. That's what's going to be the really good thing, is as this degree takes in, not only are you going to be able to have the life, but also the relationship and the things you wanted.
Yes, thank God.
No, and I thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. Please continue. You know, someday I have a feeling I'll do a reading for you on the, you know, the site, and blessings to you for calling in.
You'll definitely hear from me real soon. Thank you very much for your reading.
You're no problem. You rock, Greg. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're rolling through here. Everybody's getting a little time. And one thing I want to tease all of you that we have going on, that we had a funny thing, was make sure with your emails you put it to Psychic Jethro, that's PSYCHICJETHRO, @AOL.com, because some of you have sent me emails you said, and I never answer them back. I read the emails over the email. I won't read the silly things. I mean, we know that there's a lot of you guys who, Sir Magnus is a very nice young gentleman, very phenomenal singer. You guys, you can get a hold of him at Twitter. If you guys write me, you know, trying to get his phone number and all that, you know, I'm not going to do that. We need to respect the artist. He's a very gifted man and does a very positive music. But most and every other thing I've read over here, and I got a comment from another Blog Talk radio show and two other friends of mine, that Psychic Jethro doesn't read a lot of his email on the radio, doesn't do his stuff, doesn't get it. Well, I just want to tell you, you don't know, because I, you know, if you listen, I do. So there, Miss You-Know-Who show that I won't be going to. No, I'm kidding. We will. Probably, you know me. I'm always everybody's friend. 720, I know who you are. It's one of our old buddies, Avatar.
Happy New Year, and I'm glad you're feeling better. I didn't know that you had been not feeling well. I haven't called in a while, so I wasn't aware.
Everyone was like, see, you got the same schedule, because I've been in Tennessee, and then I went out to Kansas, back to Tennessee, and we celebrated the holidays, and I tried to do a couple of the shows, and I got to be on one of the AWR one nights, and then I got here, I couldn't, and Celeste took over and helped us, and she's going to be back. We're also excited to have Psychic Celeste back, and Amy came on. They had a 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning show. We're going to be doing some shows in the mornings now. They got wild. They just went. They came and got on, cranked up the power box, and they went nuts. And I was, like I said, I found out one thing. I needed the flu, I think, to detox. I think I had picked up all this energy, you know, and I think you warned me, you know, Avatar, you know, you got to take care of yourself, too. And Avatar, I'm doing a reading for it, and I'm sharing on the radio. We just gossip, you guys. You know that. But she called. She calls me for a reading, and I'm talking all of a sudden on there, and I'm just like, she's like, are you putting your shields up? I'm like, well, I think so. And she kind of warned me, and you were right. I realized I've got to be putting up more stronger as the years go. I've read for so many years, I've kind of gotten, I have old tools. I'm like that old Oz show. I got to re-get in my bag, get my stuff going on, you know, get my goodies going again. Because what I've gotten happen through the years is that as people have gotten stronger, energies are happening, I'm out there just being white light and putting this energy in. There's some kooky things throwing at us.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things coming at you, and you have to make sure you get enough sleep.
Oh, and that's the hard one. I've always been a person that, you know, I've always been one of the people that I can't seem to get myself going on, you know, and I can't get the stuff happening. And so then when it gets to be night, I'm very nocturnal because of it, because I stay up until it's done, you know.
Oh, wow. See, that's it. You're not getting enough rest. And what happens, you lower your immune system when you don't get enough sleep.
And you know, with the energy, I'm going to be up there in your neck of the woods in Colorado, so I'm going to definitely keep you in mind, and I'll get a hold of you off of the radio with it. But I've got some people that, you know, I'm going to be doing some stuff back up there later on this year, and I'm looking forward to a couple of the bookstores I've known in my whole life. I mean, there's places there that I went to as a kid, and I'm looking forward to coming back, signing my books. I've got another book on the way coming out, and we had a friend tease me. They were like, you know, And I love the Rocky Mountains because there's where I sleep. But now we've gossiped all about me and you. I better get to work here. I'm looking at what we've got, Avatar, and I need you to do me a favor. You know, as you always do, say your name and give the guys permission. And I'm going to have you tonight give me a little bit of where so I focus. We've got a lot of wild energy out there tonight, and it took us a while to get the ship on. So I want to focus right where I am and not be reading your neighbor or anything. You know how I get.
Okay. It's Ibatar, Ibbatar. I know sometimes you pronounce it Ibatar with a V, but it's Ibatar.
I know.
Ibatar.
People tease me about that. I just like to play with people's names. You know, with a name like Jethro, believe me, I catch a lot of it. Yeah.
And so my focus is just, you know, wanting to just, you know, get settled in here in Colorado. I'm not settled yet. And I'm thinking that, you know, my angels wanting me to get where I want to be really comfortable at. But I guess sometimes I get a little impatient. I'm learning how to just, you know, be patient, be a little bit more patient.
Man, I feel that energy, and they're telling me you are going to be there, and I know that part of yours is the healer in you. You healed yourself, and now you're going to heal others. You rolled out there into those Rocky Mountains, not doing well with the sun and being a single woman, and handled this. You've also worked with the angels and the guides to bring your part there. Now that we're into this now, here and now, 2013, you're feeling a lot more of the forces now.
Yes, I am. Really intensely.
It's what they're showing me. They're also showing me that with your school and your work and the things that are happening, your energy is really taking on helping others there. And it's not just a healing mode they're going to have you do with other people. It's going to be a mental and spiritual journey. So you were one of the light points that was put in that area. And so you're really getting the extra energy of all the energy around you is going crazy, chaotic, and that's what 2013 is. We had someone today go, man, it's really strong, and it was like, no, that was last year. This year is like intensely strong.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, and you're picking up all the stragglers. You're going to be the one that's going to do that. They said you're going to be able to get the place there. I see the other thing coming, and they're holding a little bit of struggle with the place and the house and everything coming together, partly because you and your life is going through some other energy, and I see your life, but your son and his energies and yours together, working out, being able to settle, kind of get in a place, and having some other outside energies to help you. You've got the resources there. It's like getting the filling out and the paperwork coming and things together, and you being valued as an individual again. You have it for a while, and it's not like the world set out to just hound you in, but you've been for quite a while where you've been kind of having to fend for your own self out there. Now they said the world's going to start helping you, so these allies and friends you've got are going to be able to kind of come back in again here and get you a place. I keep seeing that's the big thing. You need your nest. You need your home nest.
Yes, I really do. I know that I can just, not that I can't do it now, but it's just something in me that's just, you know, wants that, you know, that stability around me like that. So.
That's good. No, good. Well, that's what I'm getting, and I welcome it. I want all you guys, before we go, hang on with me here for a moment, where I do want to let everyone know that we did have two winners in December, and we were Debbie Selsby and Sue Billings, and both of you won the Christmas presents, which will be shipped out here. They have to go a little bit the last couple of days. We've had all this happen with me being sick, and we are going to be giving out a prize tomorrow night, Friday, for all of you who put in PsycheGoneWild.com or put in PsycheJethroDaywell.com. So send in, say, I want to be in on the prize, or go on our site, psycheGoneWild.com, and just say, here's my name, I want a chance to win me a prize, and we're going to be giving away prizes. As we were mentioning, we're going to be talking and working with Sir Magnus. That looks like we're going to see if we can't get some of those CDs in. We had a lot of people, the song that we heard that started out with the Gimme, and, you know, the songs will do it. And I want to thank you. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play another one of those songs, and it's Sir Magnus's song tonight of Waiting, which is a very beautiful song of his, one of his newest ones. And while we take a minute here to get ready to go, and the rest of you that have been hanging on, we'll be right back for those readings. And I apologize, I'm having to ask. I'm going to see if I can get my energy a little more clear and strong energy, and then we'll just hit this show a little harder, okay? That energy. There's a very beautiful love song. That's very, very good, Sir Magnus. And here we are. It's Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you doing? It's 407's turn. How are you tonight, 407?
I'm great. This is my first time on here.
Very good. Well, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you called
Happy
at the right
New
time.
Year.
Happy New Year to you. I need you to do me a favor, and I'll just go ahead and have you give me your first name, and then I'll read you from there.
Oh, my first name is Patira.
Okay. And Patira, I'm feeling with you energy.
No, it's Patira.
Patira?
Patira. P-A-U. Patira.
Patira.
No, Patira.
Okay, there. And the guides are telling me with you that you are going through some situation in your life that you're looking into. Do you want to? What area would you like me to look at for one question?
Well, I've been praying and looking for a job, and I went to interviews, but I wasn't hired. So I want to know how would my life be this year, 2013, from last year.
I feel it is going to do better, and I feel the angels and the guides are working with you, too. And it's a hard economy. You called the right place. We're here. We'll be putting work and prayers towards you. You know, the first time checking in, make sure you hit that right side and follow with us so you can catch us. You got our phone number, the 773, and check with us. Get on to Psychics Chat on Facebook with some of the friends, because the angel work is working, and I feel that 2013 is going to be good for you. They're showing me with you that this work that you're looking for is going to come, but it's going to be a little later on here. It looks like you haven't had the luck right now, but I do feel that it's coming, and it is. It's like that right now, I feel like you, am I correct? You're looking for work that you, have you done this type of work before?
Well, I'm not picky on the type of job. I'll be happy with whichever job I get. No, I never had a job before.
Oh, yes, I've got that fever. I understand now why they're showing me this. And what it is it's that energy of getting out there. I see you working with it. I see you getting in something. I see it happening. And you're also, you know, I see that, you know, make sure you, when you go in, you do the laugh. You do the, you sit down and you visualize, you mentally go through that. I'm happy. I like myself. I'm great. You get yourself so silly. Just, you know, and people, you've got that kind of personality that when you talk with people and energy, you're a very good, loyal, strong person, but you want to show them that real cool, happy side too. I think you're going to get it. I feel it's coming. They're also showing me that the economy and where you're living and things are going to be doing the job. It's not that far. They're showing me here that it's going to come in actually this January, this month. I do feel a little bit sad. Like, I feel like you're hurting a little bit. There's something that's going on with you that you kind of had to hold your heart a little bit. You've got somebody that is sick in the house or not, has passed?
Well, my mom passed in 2009.
That's what
I had a heart attack at 37, but I've been doing good. Sometimes I feel lonely because I don't have a boyfriend or I want more friends.
I feel that, I feel with you, and you're a good person. Your mom's there doing the energy, and that's what I'm getting. And I, you know, that's it's very emotional. I'm very proud of you. I feel that. She's very proud. I'm also feeling this is very strong. You know, losing my mom myself here this last year, it's not that hard of a situation, but it's very difficult. And you've done very well. You and your mom had a lot of energy there. I do feel the relationship's going to come a little bit into this year too. 2013, you have a really good situation. They're talking to me about you going to the church, or it's like a place where people meet.
Like what place is that people meet?
Like it looks like a civic center, a church. There's people there. They're talking. They get together.
Well, I attend church.
Okay.
But there are older people, not my age. They're way older than me.
I feel you're going to be able to have some situation that is going to also be able to, that's where the answer and the things are coming there. And what they're showing me with you is that they're also saying that your life has been through a little bit of hardship here, of not just with things happening. It seems like you sometimes have some, I'm going to be real blunt. Is there a reason why you stay home more than you go out? Is there, you're physically okay. Is there something going on with you?
No, I don't drive yet. I don't have my license yet.
Oh, okay.
To go out. So I'm hoping this year I'll have my license. Do you see that in the car?
I see you getting your license. I see the car a little different, and I keep getting outside, like blocking there, and that's why I asked you. Now, don't get offended. I didn't know if you'd had, you know, if you were maybe a little handicapped, or if you had different things that were keeping you housebound, or a parent, like, you know, sometimes you've had one parent you've lost, that maybe other people were keeping you at home because of your age or because of where you live. There's just something there that's showing me that you're pretty housebound.
I'm 24. I can go wherever I want to go, but I don't have my license yet. So I'm going to get that this year, then. I'll enjoy the city. I'll do more things, maybe meet more people.
I feel that.
If I get out the house.
I feel that. You're a good person, and I thank you for using Psychics Gone Wild to call in first. And I'll learn your name. You got to call me again. You got a cool name. You know, you can tease me about Jethro, but you've got a rocking name, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again through the year, and Happy New Year.
So the job coming this year or next month?
They're telling me that it's going to be, I feel it's going to be coming here this year, 2013. They said within a month, so I would say probably here by the end of, by at least the middle of February. Give it a little time. I see you've got to put in, you're putting in some other work. They did say that you're going to find something. And it's cool because you're just looking for work, you know, getting in a job. This is the time of the year. A lot of people quit their jobs right after the holidays. They get stressed and do put in for it. I did a lot of work in customer service. I can tell you, right after the holidays, you don't want to let someone go, but then you, the person that isn't showing up and isn't going to work, you will let them go right after Christmas, and then they'll be looking to hire. And I feel that for you. Definitely get a hold of me on Facebook. You know, you my name's Jethro.
I don't have Facebook. I have Twitter. Do you have Twitter?
I have Twitter under Psychic Jethro, and I'll keep contact with you there, do a little prayers to you, and I'll do that with you. If you can get a hold of me on psychicsgonewild.com, give me your email. I'll send you a prayer that'll help you too.
What's your Twitter again?
Psychic Jethro, that's P-S-Y.
Oh my God. D-H-I-C-J-E-T-H-R-O.
Yes.
No, I'm 24 years old. I can do anything.
Psychic.
I don't have a Facebook, so I have like.
Psychic Jethro.
How do you spell your last name?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Oh, Psychic Jethro Smith?
Yep, just Psychic Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O. It's like psychic.
It's not
Jethro.
Coming up, maybe.
Okay. That surprises me. I got a Twitter over there. Or, you know, are you, you're, give me your Twitter. We'll just do it right over here.
Well, my Twitter is _ ambitious, A-M-B-I-T-O-U-S, _. Okay, well, first is _, the symbol _, and then ambitious, A-M-B-I-T-O-U-S, 2 _ after that.
Okay, I will do that. Blessings to you, and you have a good night.
You too.
Going on with the energy here, we're doing the energy, and I'll get a hold of you on Twitter there, and we'll get it. It's, please, you guys, anybody that has a chance, do that on Facebook or Twitter. It's Psychic Jethro. We're going on, I think this is Cindy, I think, 352. What'd you do?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
I guess a little silly if you can hear the night work. I have no idea. I'm trying to catch people, but they can't find my name on the computer.
Breaking up.
Yeah, now my voice is going crazy.
Are you there?
I'm here. I don't know what's doing it. I think the energy's doing it.
The energy? Yeah, I was trying to find it. I basically have a specific question, and Jan can work with me a little bit on this. My son went missing September 8th. I know he was murdered. A detective came out a week later, got my DNA, and haven't heard nothing back. I'm just wondering if that was him they found or if I need to still be looking for him.
Oh, my goodness. And hearing the energy I feel with you and the things that are happening here, I apologize having to do this, losing my own son, but I need to get a first name here for your son just to verify.
His name is Kenny. He was 27, and we live in Citrus County, Florida.
I really feel that the guides are telling me that that was Kenny that they found.
Yeah,
they found
me
him. That. That's what they're telling me, and they said that they're kind of going to go through. And you haven't had it verified. What is wrong with these people? Where did they find this?
I don't know. The police haven't really done anything about it. They kind of let the people just move off, and they abandoned their home. They got a U-Haul, and they took the bed my son was sleeping on, and the dresser in the room he was in, and the deep freezer out of the garage. They tore the carpet out of the house and removed the carpet, and the police just let them leave like 5 days later. They're out of state. I believe they're in Virginia.
Hmm.
There's a couple. Mm-hmm.
And just because they didn't have enough evidence, or what are they doing? I feel like this is going to be pushed. The guides are telling me that this other energy, that they're going to be looking at some other stuff, too, to make sure that this has happened. It's like, I do feel that you know, they just didn't have enough, they're saying substantial evidence or something, but this is your son, it feels to me. And they found the body. They found your son. They told you this.
Well, they told me. What happened was this. I told him that, no, he stayed the night there. He called me for a ride home. Half an hour later, I got there. They said he was gone. I could tell they were hiding. I knew they were lying. Within that same day, Lydia scratches the blood on her arm. The man was shaking uncontrollably. Within 2 days, they had ripped the carpet out of their house. They took the carpet out of the trunk of the car. The police all know this. And they told me they don't have probable cause to go in the house. The detective watched them with the U-Haul load stuff up out of the house, which was not their furniture. They left their house fully furnished besides the room my son was staying in. That stuff is gone. And I just don't understand it. But then 7 days later, they found a body. Detective came to my house, a different detective, a homicide detective, came to my house 2 days after that, told me they found a body, mentioned a tattoo my son had. I thought for sure they had my son. The next day, the criminal detective calls me and says, oh, they never found a body. I said, oh, they found a body. So there's some corruption going on here or something. I don't know what it is. I'm so upset about the whole thing. I just want to know that if I should or should not be looking for him, because there's no closure, you know, without a body.
You need closure, and you also need to know with the energy that I am doing it. That's what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling this is very sad. This is very horrible, and they keep showing me the energy with him there, and I'm channeling this energy through the other side. These people violently did this. There's something else incriminating evidence that they're getting. They're going to find out these people were really sad with this, and I'm sorry, you know, do this over with you on the radio, but they're telling me that this energy and the strength that's going there with you and him is he's been putting this forth for a while. They're telling me that this was really a sad thing, and I say he, but the man there. There's something about this couple, that this couple is going from place to place. They couldn't hold them. They did the thing. The police are going to have to do their effort. I see later that you're going to take a stand against this. This was your son. They did find the body. They're working on the evidence. I understand that the police not, you know, throwing everything out there, but your family, and you need to be working on closure. They need to get you into some grief counseling and some explaining here, because this was a 27-year-old human being, and what they're doing here, this police, is they're keeping everything up in the air because they haven't got enough to drag these people in, slap them down, and put them where they should have put them in the first place, was behind the bars with baby Louie or whatever name they've got in there this week. And it's horrible. I can feel your energy, you know. You've got me wound, and it's like this is rotten, because this is exactly why all of us that are out there as voters and people, we've got to put the pressure on. These people are working in the country are the best or the worst, and it's because of what we're doing. We need this assistance in our country to raise it up. You just lost one of your children, my God, and here they are not handling this with you. This isn't like your purse or your blouse that you lost at the laundromat. This was your child, and this is why I get so cranky, and all the years I did the court and the advocacy, and now why I'm doing this, because this very reason, you know, we are putting all of our work, you work all of your life, you work hard, you do these things for our country to come together. This public official now, because of the craziness of our country, can't do their job, and here they are sitting here. These people are rolling along. There's obviously evidence that there was, and like they told you that. Well, get in that house, sit down, talk to a judge, pick up the stick, and be the great person you're supposed to, and help this mother with their child. This is
they haven't even went in that house. The police have not even got it. It's abandoned, and they haven't even went in there and looked. I've been in the house. There's blood in the house. There's stuff in that house, and it's like freaks me out. I was like, what are they doing? And you know what? They weren't even put he was missing on the TV or nothing until after they found the body, they put he was missing. He's dead. He's not missing. I knew from the moment that he wasn't there, they did something to him, you know?
I know
they stole
you know.
His medication. They stole his drug, his prescription medication, and they got her high and they killed him. I don't know exactly how it went down. I just know they want my son's body and I want autopsy. That's all I want, you know?
I feel that. I feel the really horrible part with the other energy with it too. Is here they were with the medications, and they're not kidding anybody. They've got the energy of looking, and it looks to me like because of your son, some other stuff going on, they didn't get in there and grab a hold of this. This is exactly where, you know, I would be going up and above their head. You know, there's no problem with
crying.
You've got my prayers. Now I know we're over here in Florida together. So, you know, and it's like this is crazy because, you know, you look at this energy. This man's on the other side. And it looks to me like the things that were happening there is these people have done this before. He's not the only person they've hurt and done this with.
Oh, no. There's another one for sure I know about.
So what here we are talking about this. This is like an ABC movie, you know? Go out and hurt people and then roll around the country. I mean, Bonnie and Clyde went out a long time ago. They shot him down. Here's the scary thing that this man is doing and this woman, this energy with people. And it feels like your son, I feel like there was a very confusing thing going on there. I feel like they were baiting him in. There's some money or something that was going on. They were also using him.
Yeah, they were using him all night long to get high. My son ran out of money, and he wanted to come home, and he called me to come get them. He told me he lost his phone, but they probably took his cell phone and hit it because he was with them all night. And, he called me from the lady's cell phone to come get him, and I went there. It took me a little bit. I procrastinated, which I wish I wouldn't have, but, I did. And when I got there, it was just too late, and I just don't know. I wish I wouldn't even call the police, actually. I wish I wouldn't have went in the house because the police did absolutely nothing. And they won't even advertise the fact that he's missing, and they never even went out looking. There's a dog's out or nothing. I'm like, this is my son. I don't care if he was high or not. I want him back,
You want him back. It's your son. And people do things. I mean, I'm the biggest advocate that, it's not a good lifestyle, but we all do things. And the sad part is no one deserved what happened here with him. And these people are corrupt. There's a reason that we have those laws. They broke the laws. Your son was used, and I feel that energy. And you've got my respect and the love for him. Sending you white energy. It's hard. You lost your son. And what's really wild about the whole thing is as they're going through this and doing it, this is where they really need to be professional. And I think that it's appalling where you live, that the police and the people are not working with you, because definitely as you talked with Amy and all this, get into a group, talk to them, go. If I would even go to a codependency, a 12-step, those closed groups are there for people to come talk to. You need to get in there and talk a little bit. You need to be able to tell them just exactly what you're telling me. You also need to talk, and the biggest thing is you need that faith, that higher spiritual energy, because you've lost your son. I mean, I lost my son at 20 years old. He was working, helping take care of a paraplegic, went in and went to sleep, and they took him home. And it's no more devastating to what you've got here. Your son was taken out by other people. It's even worse because these people are rolling along the country like this is a Dixie Tricks and let's do it again. Uh-uh. No. And I also see that what we need to really flip and do here and what the angels are saying with you is that he's telling me on the other side that he's going to help with some of the work. He's going to help some things. You and him had went through some things, but you loved each other.
Oh, you helped that.
You loved your son. Nobody's going to tell you any different than that. And this is really the hardest thing. I think that you've got me in an emotional thing here tonight. I knew there was a reason I had to come on tonight. I wasn't really up, but if you've noticed all night, there was a reason the angels had me come on. Is they're also letting me know to tell you that it's going to be another strengthening for you. You're going to his stuff that's gone on is going to be something that makes you help in other areas. Your story, your talking, your helping. Help other parents because this is a problem. We have these situations going on here. Your son goes out, he does some goofy stuff, and then these people just grab on and get him. This is where we've been saying this for a long time. Where does it do? Well, what we've got to do is this country, we've got to grab a hold. We've got to find these prayers. We've got to help when that happens. Your son has some things going on. He's on medication. People do this. They grab onto him. We had a gentleman here a week ago. I saw him. He wanted me to give him money, and I ended up giving him money so he could get on and get out of here. It was like he wasn't even supposed to be here in Tampa. And I know after he left, my biggest thought was, did I just help? Then I asked the angels, and they're like, you gave the right person money. Now, every time I go to the store, I've got them lined up. They're like, hey, can I get money? Can I get money? It's like, no.
Are you in Tampa right now?
Yeah, and I was supposed to do it. You have to come over to Tampa. I know that Amy and us are doing some classes, and I have a feeling we're going to help you. You're going to end up coming over and do a couple days with us. We're going to do some grounding work, and we're going to do some light work. We're going to do some angel raising, and I think it'd be a good healing cleansing for you. I will tell you personally that today was her day, for Amy's. That her husband it's a day that Keith passed, and Amy is so strong. She's out there working. It's 2 years for me. It's December 18th. It's every December 18th. I feel that energy. I remember the angels telling me they took Jeff home. I feel the same emotions. It's been 4 years. It never changes. Us parents should see our children. And they should bury us. It's not the other way around. And even being psychic, it did not help me to know that they took him home.
Tell you one of us two husbands, a brother and granddaughter, and this is definitely the hardest, it's just because it was like a shock, it's a shock.
Very hard.
I got my DNA, you know, and it was almost 109 days, and they haven't come back with an answer. And it was like, they told me just keep looking for them. And I'm like, I'm going crazy looking. I'm like, I believe they have, and they're just not giving, you know, giving enough yet.
It's horrible. And I'll tell you, that's really the intent. So keeping that there with the energy, okay, they found this, and I feel that they are. And let me know. If we are wrong, then we need to know that in Psychics Gone Wild. I have a 98% accuracy. I was wrong in back in like 1996 on another thing. This kind of energy and what we're doing here, I'm very intense with it. I would love to know if I ever was, because I need to quit doing this. Because I would never want to tell you, if there was any hope and I saw that and I missed it, I would tell you. I have helped other cases confidentially find people, but I'm not feeling that with him. I'm also feeling with you real strong right now that this is where the angels are doing too. You've got friends with us here. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know that you do have people that are caring. That's part of why this other struggle is going so hard. You're in grief. You're in a little bit of denial because you want to let him go, but you can't. It's hard. I went through what you went through. I would go and do some work with it. We're going to have
a baby daughter born on December 30th. His daughter was born, the third one.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, and there you've got the energy. And there I feel the other part, his other part of life too is, you know, he's got these other people here. He's got the energy. I keep doing the prayers to see if we've missed it, but I don't feel that. Has anyone told you they feel he's still there? Have you talked to another psychic that maybe we're missing?
No one's told me that. Well, two of them said, yeah, but I don't think so. I knew, as a mom, I knew that day, you know, I knew that very day that he was gone. I mean, I just had the feeling the night before I told him not to take his medicine with him. I said, because the people who were messed up, I said, don't take your medicine. They're going to rob you. He said, I'll be okay. He called me in the morning. I thought he was okay, so I didn't rush to get him. And sure enough, within a half an hour, they surely did something to him. But no, and then when the detective came out here, the homicide detective, he was honest with me. He said that, you know, they found a body, and hopefully it wasn't my son. And he said, did your son only have one tattoo this summer? And I said, no, he had more. So it told me that he seen a body that was, obviously he couldn't see all the other tattoos, but one that tattoos his daughter's name, that's unusual to find it in our county a week later, you know. And then the following day, the criminal detective said, oh, we didn't find nobody. I said, oh, you found a body. They took my DNA, and they're running that DNA, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like you're going to have a little bit of energy and hassle when things come through, and then as things start to clear up and things start to really work out with you, it's going to all come out. And they're telling me this is there. That's why I suggest to you, you know, getting with some friends of us. Like and Amy said, I don't know how where you are. You got to apologize. I have really bad direction with what I do psychically. I can read from across the country, but to tell me, and I drove across the country with a GPS that had an attitude. And what I love is that what the guides are showing me with you is that we need to do that. So I don't know how far you are, but get a hold of Amy. You know, Amy's on here on her show. She's on two nights a week and with me, and we'll work out where we could probably get you to come down. I think it'd do you good to come in.
That's far from you, yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. We're going to do that.
That body they found was 20 miles from the house. That seems about right. About 20 miles from my house.
See, and that's what feels right, and I feel that. And that's why I'm saying you come with me and Amy, we'll work together, we'll get you through some of it. Amy's a grief counselor. She's very good in that area. I grieve. Like I told you, I know today is a vidance, but it's like the angels are telling me that we'll get you in, we'll get you to the class, we'll get you going, do some groundwork, do some angel work. I even personally would do, you know, without everyone, I'll do a little channeling there for you later so you can do that. It helped me to know. I mean, it's hard when my son's telling me he's
all
right.
Where are they having the classes at in Tampa? And when?
We're going to be having it here right off of by where Hyde Park is, and then we're going to be, it looks like what we figured on is we're going to be doing it here, I think it's the third week in January. Stay tuned to us, because I know that we've got it all set up, but I don't, and it's like we're looking at months here, and then it's like we're going to be doing it again in March. So I know that one of those two, I feel like, you know, it'd be beneficial to you to come down, because you're so close, get in here. I've got some other people going to be doing some light class work with us, and then it's a two-day, we're going to be taking one day, we work like together with everyone together. Then the second day we're going to go out to Clearwater, everybody together out on the beach and work together, do some grounding, some work, and some real positive light work.
Yeah, I need some healing and some stuff. I haven't been eating or sleeping, you know, or anything. My health's been real bad. I'm just, you know, I'm struggling. I'm a Sagittarius, and I've never been in this position before. I mean, even when I've lost others, I've been pretty tough, but this one's really hard.
It's got to be hard, and you need some soul nurturing. You need some people there and getting back in and making sure. Make sure for your substance that you are doing a little of that. You've got to. I know this is there. You're gonna have to force yourself. If it's just a saltine crackers and a little bit of soup in a can, get yourself to take a little bit and start resting, because you've got grandchildren and everything else there. You're gonna have to go on with this. You're gonna have to be strong for some other people.
Yes, I know, for the mother, his wife, his girlfriend, you know, the maiden mother of the children, yes.
Mm-hmm. I see that, and I know that, you know, the Utinium were close, and all the things that were going on with this odd thing is, I really don't, you know, I know there's something else going on, and I think the police will find out about this, and they'll catch the people, and it'll be a bigger woo, you know, thing that they get, and I'm glad, because if whatever was going on, there was something sad for your son, but most importantly, I need to have this for your family. So, I've got to give you prayers. I'm glad that you called in.
Okay,
I hope I helped
so
you. This is Psychic Jethro. You have my tears and condolences here in Tampa. And we're going to take the last few minutes
of the
show. Thank you. And good looking here at the energy. We're down to that crazy minutes, and everyone's gotten real intense. We need to bring it up, and I love you for calling in to us. You got me all going wound, and I was talking about our Amy Wild one. I see her down here listening in, and we just go, yay. Those of you who know with the class, we're going to be here in Tampa. You guys, we get a little bit of emotion. That's what Psychics Gone Wild is, real. This woman has lost her son. This is energy. I want all of you guys out there to put a little of your strength. I want you to visualize with those of you who are doing your meditations. I want you to put white, see it, feel it. Put your energy into that white. Put a circle around us right now that we're doing this positive, that this family is able to deal with the death of this son and to be able to go on and handle it with the police and the other people and this chaos they're giving her and all this stuff that's going on. It erases and the chaos of what's happening for her so that she is able to live and work with her higher energy so that she can help their grandchildren and this woman and the life that we've got. This is 2013. Those of you who are listening can hear my voice or all have a strong ability. You got through 2012 with Christ's energy because you had potential. I looked at it this way. The angels worked through us in 2012. They were tapping everybody on the shoulder. Yay or nay? Are you going to stay? Are you going to work? Are you going to get in? Are you going to grab on? Are you going to turn around and lay down? If you're going to lay down, then they're going to do the energy. And what we've had everybody start doing is they started doing a lot of strength. And now, like we just heard this very intense person's life going through, and I could feel you guys. Let's put that white out there. Let's help this sister of ours. Let's help her in the spirituality, be able to go on and help her so she can help her grandkids. Those of you who are really being wild and silly, I know this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. Hang on to Psychic's Learning Connection. You guys know how to get a hold of that number, because we have me, we have Amy, we have Dina, we have I can't even do it. Got emotion there. Coming on, we got a doctor going to be in the house. He's going to be helping us with DNA, working with us on the psychic DNA, three books that were done in psychology and psychic on how all of our abilities are. So if you're ready for a really intense 2013, keep tuning in to us. We're going to do one more hit, and it's 203. You get to say hello to me. How are you, 203?
How you doing?
Good. Really good to hear from you, my man. Have you been out there being wild, Mr. Woody?
No.
Yeah, you stayed home on this New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and I'm glad to hear from you. I wondered about you. I thought you probably would be really busy again. I know that you guys had got the song. I've heard somebody tell me that you guys have got an album coming, or you've got some more music. Is that correct?
Got an EP. Yeah, we're about to send another single out. My music partner met a guy named Banger. I guess he's going to be interested, I guess, managing us managing my partner. And I guess he know people in the industry. And this other guy named Red. So I guess they're going to sit down, I guess, I'm not sure, this week and get back to us. So just wondering what you see, where everything going, and just what's coming for this new year.
No, thank you, Woody. And this is one of our regulars. You guys know in that phenomenal song that we hear, Gotcha, by Keith. Here is Woody's, you know, they work together. I'm going to mess it up and I'm going to get in trouble here. Keith Evans. I almost lost his last name today. It's been a crazy a little emotion. But Keith is our phenomenal one. And Keith Evans' song and Woody's, you know, of I Gotcha. And we just love that. You guys know. And what I've got here with you, and I'm feeling with the energy with you, Woody, is this is really good for not only this person to help you with the getting together of your business going together, but he's going to get you guys really the next part of working working it and cycling it together to get you to a level. I'm glad you've got a manager. And if he doesn't work out, I have got a manager here in Florida that I know of who works with people that I will send him to you. He's on my Facebook. Me and you are Twitter friends, but he's not on my Twitter, which is kind of wild. I'm going to tell the guy, hey, you know, why aren't you on Twitter? Twitter for all the musicians are. Everybody knows that. I'm not even a musician, and I know that. But he is a really good one, too. And I'm feeling that's what the guys are telling me. They said you're going to do a choice and that you're going to turn around and you're going to turn around and start getting this going. They said this year is going to be a little bit of a struggle more of getting able to get more out, but keep going, keep plugging away because they've got the other music. I got with you when I first read you. It's there. I feel a little bit got delayed a little bit at the end of the year here. They said some other things kind of came in your life here in November, December, and you've been kind of regrouping a little bit, trying to kind of look at things a little different. It seems like the financials a little different for you.
My finance?
Like that, like you're going through some different things there. You're looking at your life and you're looking at some things you want to do, and they said that the finance is going to be a little better even more. They're telling me we need to also remember you have got you've got so much potential energy to get this, the music. You and Keith are looking at where you're wanting to take it. They said that this manager is going to be able to help you get you there, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm also feeling a little bit, I'm feeling a little different with you. I feel like that you've went through a little bit of, it looks like the family or the kids or something's going on. You're kind of handling a lot again. You're getting tired on me now. Are you you're still working your school job, right?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm just getting kind of tired with it a little bit.
I can see that. You know, it's frustrating, especially, you know, they all tease us about our other jobs and our other work, and taking this plunge for me just to do the psychic work is a scary feeling. Some days I look and think, you know, I like that steady check, but the really excellent part is angels do it, and I feel that's what's going to happen with you. I feel that you're soon to do that step of where the school's not going to be anymore. That's what I had to ask you, and I apologize. The reason is I feel like you're a little bit, what do you need to make sure and take care of a little bit of some stuff. Make sure you're getting the vitamin E's and the B's and stuff, because I feel like your system's kind of a little bit, kind of getting a little tired. They said that you're going to be noticing that you're going to be getting a little more sleep. Make sure you don't let everybody there in your neck of the woods stress you out right now. It's just you've got so much going, and it's just going to kind of play there. This person that's going to be the manager, it looks like he's got to make sure he gets you right in the right plug-in. You know, I have a lot of people asking. You guys know now. Make sure you get Keith Evans books on iTunes. You can buy that, the songs. Make sure you're going in and getting, you know, like we go in. I say book, but you can buy the song on there and do it, because that helps promote and it gets their numbers up. I don't know why, but they keep saying to tell you that you've got two other people that's going to help you, and there were people that you checked with the last year, and they're going to come back through. Like they're going to be someone that could do like a duet, or come in and do help a little bit, or it's like you and him seem to be still reaching to kind of add to your group. You're going to add some new, a little more with it to each other, you know, so that everybody's jiving together.
Okay, because the person, I guess they know a big promoter as well, the person, and I guess they want to do like a tour and all. I guess to open up a show for all the artists that's right in the industry.
Yeah.
So that's the game plan for us for this year. So
I feel it. I feel that. I feel it going there this year. And we got a minute left, Woody. I'm going to let you go. You're doing that really scary. We get now.
Okay.
We've gotten busier. He used to call me and Woody. We could talk for hours, and now you guys just take a second. Boy, I guess we're blog talk. So thank you, Woody, and happy New Year.
You too.
And giving us look less than 60 seconds. This is Psyche Scunwell, Psyche Jethro, going woo-woo to everybody. Glad you called in. It was an hour wild show. We will have that people back. Dina was not feeling well, and the little flu bug bit her, and she bit it back, but now she's tired. So she will be back next week, and we will be seeing some wildness. Don't forget, tomorrow night is A.V. Kavanaugh. It's Friday night. Get ready to go wild. 9 p.m. We're doing it Eastern time, and it's real, and it's here. We know how you guys all like to get intense. If you're ready, Amy's here to read with her cards with me, Psyche Jethro, bringing it to you real live on Blog Talk Radio. There's been a lot of problems with Blog Talk. We have people giving us some ideas. We've had two radio shows talk to us so far. We haven't done any change. We will keep you notified. Watch PsycheSconeWild.com site if there ever is a change. But right now, we are doing this one and A1R Radio, and bye-bye, guys.